Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock.
Direct hit, don't miss. But how many MCs must get this?
anybody know Patti LaBelle, tag her in the video. Patti! Whoa! Bitch, I turned into Patti. You turned into Patti after eating this.
It is 1:06 tomorrow in Sydney, Australia. And man, do I love going down under.
Hey, y'all.
I'm trying to tell you. Love going down under.
Ow, ow. Solid.
Happy
Wallet.
Hump Day, y'all. You tune in to Social Labs, TM Hyman Radio right now. It's your boy, Save James. We are shooting straight from the hip tonight, Hump Day Wednesday. Help me get over that hump. Hope you get a chance to hump some or something hump you. I ain't talking about Giuseppe because he can't hump nothing. Can he? Oh!
Really? Really?
You know what?
Really?
Hilarious.
Before we go any further, I already hit a button with her. Let's bring her on from the Tampa Bay area, from Itty Bitty Plant City. Let's go down south to hot chocolate or salty chocolate right now at me. Angry chocolate.
I keep telling y'all, my baby can hump anything he wants. He just ain't bringing no babies home. He ain't going to be no baby daddy.
Blank, son.
She can shoot blanks all he wants.
Ball.
He can still do anything he wants.
No balls on the court. No balls.
No
really
balls, son.
Really?
No. Speaking of, let's go up further from 85-95 corridor to Charlotte, North Carolina. Bring on my tag team partner when it comes to the maiming of these animals, CeeLo Boston.
Who balls to the wall. Good afternoon in the morning time.
Horrible.
What's going on?
Horrible.
We are balls to the wall on this hump day.
Balls to the wall on this joint, son.
Yes. We got to help you get over the hump. We get you to Friday so you can think about tomorrow.
Get over this
Let's
hump.
Go to work.
Or,
do what you gotta do. You know,
a shame.
Zone out. Oh, yes.
Anyway,
oh my
we shoot
God.
From the hip tonight. We wait for Bossman to get on deck with us or whatever. Until then, though.
He might be in the boardroom.
Probably in a war room somewhere, you know, getting it in or
Most
whatever.
Most likely.
More than likely. You know how that go. So,
yes,
you know, we got next man up. We got to pick up the slack. You know, the chain's only strong as the weakest link. But
it holds it down.
I mean, we all strong up in this piece right here.
That's right.
All day. So, yeah, we want to talk about this someday, man. I got some questions for y'all that I've been wrestling with that we want to talk about on the other side of this next mix. We got, since it's someday, I'm going to try to keep it centered around the hump issue. So, we're going to get into some booty music from the 90s real quick.
You know what?
And
we're going to
come right back. Hey,
wow.
Man. Hey, man. I want you all to listen to it, too.
You should have said something first.
The booty music, I should have played it right
now. Let's put this strip up now.
Let's do it.
I got my balls up once.
Nokia, where you at, son?
I'm having radio live.
Ow.
I'm trying to think about it. Check it out. Scandalous, you know another nigga can handle it. Be shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in your eyes, so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots. You cruise to the cruise, connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked to pop. Cause she was living la vida loca. Had dumped like a truck. Styles like what? Baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumped like a truck. Styles like what? All night long. Booty in the pants.
Too much booty in the pants. Too much booty in the pants. Too little bit here, Shorty. Hey, 9:15 here in Tampa Bay in the Social Lab, TM Hammer Radio Live. And since Save James jumped it off with the international times, we're going with 3:15 a.m. tomorrow in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, and 6:15 a.m. in Abu Dhabi, Dubai. International on y'all, snitches. Again, TM Hammer Radio Live in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and we're waiting for the general to step up into the room. While we're waiting on the general, let me remind you not to forget to sign up for the TM Hyman Radio newsletter. Go to tmhymanradio.com, enter your email address, and get all sorts of updates, information, peruse the website, find out anything that you would like to find out about, anything about us here on TM Hyman Radio, any one of us. You can get Save James to schedule a workout. You can get Madam CeeLo Boston to, you know, give you some tips on how to get your book together. You can ask Hot Chocolate what Giuseppe has eaten today. You know, anything that you want to know about us, just enter your email address right there. You get your updates once a month from the TM Hyman Radio newsletter.
Early.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thoughts and prayers out to folks out in San Bernardino. Was it? Is that how it's pronounced out in California?
It's wild
out there right now. It's real crazy out there right now.
Yeah, like so far it's like 17 injured and 14 fatalities. And from my understanding, they got two so far, and they were on the hunt for the third one. I'm not sure if they got them yet.
So it was a combined effort of more than one assailant.
It was three. They said it was
three white guys, all
black army style clothing, and some people said they had masks on. You know, you have to also keep in mind that this was the social services building.
Yeah.
And where they went in particular was where they help people with developmental disabilities, you know, help them, you know, to regain independence. You know, so they can, like, live on their own, but they still get checked up on and stuff like that, but, you know, they can pretty much function. And that's where they chose to shoot up. Like, they just walked in and started shooting.
So scary.
So it's like there was no one particular person that were – you know, aiming at.
This is becoming too much of a trend. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, I get what you're saying, but my point of view or opinion is that this is stuff that has been going on. We just have more access.
Yeah, social media is just putting it in the forefront.
You know, because you know, I mean, just think about all the things that you didn't know about when you were growing up, all the other cities and, you know, counties, whatever. They had stuff going on. You knew nothing about it unless you had family members there or it did make the newspaper, you know. So we just have more access now. I think people aren't just starting to go crazy. It's just we get to see that, yeah, it's a lot more than just a small amount of people, not just people with mental illnesses or deemed mental illnesses, are committing these crimes. And I'm sick of them talking about gun reform because most of these people don't even have didn't have a license either way. They took the weapons that they used.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, being registered, that didn't have, yeah, the guns were registered to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It to me, it sounds like it's like a Band-Aid. And it is crazy, though. It makes you feel like you really can't go anywhere else. And those people are scarred for the rest of their life, even more than they already were.
Damn right.
Damn you right know what there. I'm saying? That's a lot.
Damn right there. Hey, and what y'all, real quick before we jump, I guess, into the mainstay of the conversation, what y'all feel about these about Trump meeting with those black pastors, trying to, you know, I mean. can I use the word coonery? Is that safe?
You sure
can.
You sure
okay,
can.
I'm making sure I'm in the ballpark.
Use it a few times.
Making sure I'm in the
baby,
ballpark of the emotion.
In the middle of the ballpark, okay?
All right, I'm just making sure. I'm making sure I'm on the mound and I got fastball heat. Because from what I was hearing, it sounded like pure cornery as far as I'm concerned.
And you know what's crazy to me? I don't know if you guys, I posted, it was a conversation between Pastor Jamal Bryant, and I honestly don't remember the other pastor's name, but Dr. Bryant, he didn't go. He was like, he was, you know, with the Black Lives Matter group. He was like, he's standing with the young people. And he's like, you know, everybody that went in there, they're saying, yeah, they talked about stuff, but they're not saying what they talked about.
Exactly.
Right. You know, they kept dancing around that joint. I mean,
hard.
It's like asking Sarah Palin a question. How she constantly deflects and deflects and deflects and
I
never.
I could be rushing from my backyard.
And does that make you special? You some kind
good
of special,
gracious.
Ain't you?
Yeah,
special
and not in
a
good way.
When I get up in the morning, I go check out Russia from my backyard and hell.
Go holler at Putin and them.
Acting like there's
okay.
A big boy that throws that joint across the Strait of Gibraltar or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Throws it across there
like,
and drives that back
over Alaskan, I get Alaskan and Russian music. I mean, news. I say music. Alaskan and Russian news. Newspaper.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, it's. I guess whatever that dude Trump could do to keep himself relevant, he's not afraid to do it. You know what I mean?
But
and
you, I really do not believe that he's gonna stay the whole time. I just don't.
You know what though? As much as I don't want to believe it, neither the way this country is. They rely on distractions to push their real agenda. I would not be surprised if they allowed this dude to actually get into the actual race just to keep the distraction going for whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're trying to.
I think that's inevitable.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
He just seems to be gaining credibility across the board for some reason. That is he's the voice of all of the
older people are coming out.
All of the former Tea Party folks that lost their legs, that lost their steam in this whole thing.
Yeah,
you know, let's bring America back to its glory days. Talk, folks. You know what I'm saying? When they were trying to oust Obama out of the office, but that didn't work. So you know, they
right.
went quiet. They
was hoping
quiet
he quit.
For them. Yeah, I mean, real quiet for them. But now, all of those same folks are coming out the woodworks. Now they got a new face and some new energy to push behind this fool right here. So, I don't know, man.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's allowed to go to the next level. I don't think that the Republicans would want the face of their race. I mean, not their race. Their party to be that of someone who's documented as with bigotry and sheer discrimination and just hatred towards other races. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't think that, but at this point, it hasn't mattered.
That's what I'm saying. But that goes to the point that I'm trying to raise. You wouldn't think that they would want that to be the face of what they're trying to bring, quote unquote, change to the country with versus what. The diversity of change that has been over the past 8 years. You understand? Mm-hmm. But
right.
Like I said, the way this country is wired, mm-hmm. the way that folks that you know, the oligarchy that reigns supreme over, you know, all the world basically, that pulls the shots for all the world, you wouldn't be surprised if they want this soap opera to play out. But, you know.
Well, I mean, I look at it in the sense of, okay, say that's, you know, what they were trying to push to do. I don't think that he would, first of all, be able to handle everything that, you know how like, all right, you know how like when you're growing up or like you're a teenager, adult, whatever, you're like, okay, this is what I want to do with my life. Now, the difference between us and this man was the fact that he was given hundreds of thousands of dollars to start his own company, plus had property given to him. So he had a start.
Oh, absolutely.
So this
man has no connection. He walked into it.
Right. He has no connection with the people who are actually voting.
Right.
He's not paying somebody to go vote for us. You see what I'm saying?
But
so that's why I think he wouldn't make it. But the same balance, we have to look at the scales and the balance of it. All the young people came out for President Obama. So now all the old people are coming out for Trump. What do you think?
But you got to also keep in mind that this Bernie Sanders dude is gaining some ground also. Bernie old as a cotton gin. You know what I'm saying?
He did not say old as the cotton gin.
Bernie old as hell.
He got fucking Gerber. Okay, he's doing it.
He part of the original engineers of Ford.
Okay. Oh, my
wow.
God, the man is Go ahead.
He owed Jesus a quarter. Hey, we about 9:26. We'll be right back, y'all. It's hump day, man. We're going to really talk about this. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Social Lab. We'll be right back.
Hold me in your arms, just like my body will become.
It's 9:32 p.m. here on the East Coast, so that makes it 6:32 p.m. on the West Coast, and it's like 8:31 in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, you didn't make them figure it out. All right.
Oh, well, I forgot. I pulled up another clock.
You're slipping.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're slipping, hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
You're slipping, yeah.
Yo, okay, look. Okay. I want to talk about this one thing that happened with Facebook. The young lady who met the guy on Facebook in Ferguson, Missouri. And he came to her apartment.
Yeah, I heard about
that. And after he had sex with her, he shot her in the back of the head and took her rent money and whatever other money she had. And the reason why they know who he was because her apartment complex had cameras, you know, around the premises. So they saw what time he came. He came there during the daytime. And what's funny, okay, it's not funny, but he went in at 4:20 p.m. approximately. He came out at 5:30 p.m. I'm just saying, like, I was like, I thought they had sex. And then I was like, well, maybe she said something. Like, why would you do that? Why would you, because you didn't want to pay the money? Like, y'all stop inviting people from Facebook to your house. Please. It ain't worth it.
Yeah.
And she was the mother of a 6-year-old. Now, luckily, her daughter wasn't home when this occurred, but that she still had to grow up without her mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're still trying to, you know, they have him in custody. But they, it's so, and if, I don't know, was I extra bothered because it was in Ferguson, too? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Did you guys even hear about that story? It just happened.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
that's over the weekend.
About it.
That's a bit much. I mean, you're going to have.
So tragic.
And it wasn't even a full hour. So, like, what did you do? And why the hell would you, like, look, I don't know. Maybe I'm paying attention to the wrong stuff, but.
Yeah, that's clearly. You're disturbed by the weirdness of the event.
Because I'm like, when I saw the time, I had to double check, like, really? And that's what you went there? What'd you kill her for? Yeah,
because. He had to have had some mental issues going on before that.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's not a stable person's reaction to any kind of stimuli. You know what I'm saying? That's just not. You know what I mean? There's some instability somewhere.
Oh,
yeah, there's some instability somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, you know, thoughts and prayers to the family of the victim.
Clearly.
Of that heinous crime, because that is unexcusable. Unexcusable.
It really is unexcusable.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, you really have to
beware.
Watch. You got to watch the decisions that you make. Like, think these things through. Everyone is not who they appear. Social media lets people operate under the cloak of anonymity and turn into people that they never would have thought of.
And whoever
they want, and people that, you know, don't even really exist, and, you know, you put yourself in a position to become a victim, you know, quite frankly, like this young lady was, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. It doesn't. Yeah, because her family, and the only reason they found her and the other reason that they knew who it was is that when the family member found her, she told them who it was. But they knew she was meeting somebody from Facebook, but, you know, they didn't know his name and all that other stuff, you know. But, yeah. Too much. Too much. Okay, so, like, on to other news. How will about this Black Friday, the money? Like, they lost out, like, about $1 billion. What do you guys think of that?
Because,
I mean, I think kudos
to those getting their
who didn't participate in that nonsense.
Two out of 15 got their ass beat on Black Friday.
Okay, if it won't get it passed, it was
those
Walmart TVs.
Yo,
and mixers that they snatching out of baby's hands.
Yo, was that what it was? It was a mixer? It was like a blender type thing or something?
Why did the baby have a mixer in the first place?
Why
the baby
shouldn't
have been out there.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Why the hell are you bringing her out there with you? That's number one.
Listen.
Number one.
Yo, when I tell you, I didn't take my daughter to no crowd. You hear me? Not a one. My nerves are bad. And then somebody would have bumped into her, anything. Who am I going to tell to hold her while I whoop their ass? You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly.
Avoid the entire thing.
Yeah, that's why I just avoided.
Go to the
carnival
when ain't nobody there, you know.
A wise man instructed us to stay out of riots, man. So
she should have been
at
Big Mama's house.
Okay.
Stay out of riots,
man. Right.
She should have been right at Big Mama's house in the bed until you came home with all the toys and TVs or whatever it is that you wanted to stand out there in line for 4 hours to get.
Stupid ass.
Big Mama was with her ass. That's why they took them. They argued over who was going to stand outside. I mean, stay in the car with the girl.
He's a dumbass.
Grandma said, forget it. I bet.
Grandma said, bring you back a paper.
I want my TV.
She said, get your ass out there.
Give me a TV, and I want one of them new phones.
bring back a Sunday
and
news.
Grab me some sweet potatoes while
you
in there.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And a hot water bottle.
That fool said in a hot
you know
water
what?
Bottle.
Oh my God! That I don't know how many boys tried to drink from out in the bathroom. Terrible.
Hell nah.
Mm-hmm. Hell to the nah. Y'all remember the bag they used to have hanging from the damn shower?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. No way.
Ew.
Shape or form.
They gave me the shivers.
I wanted to see it happen. I saw it go down.
Smell like vinegar.
And ma'am, I saw it go down.
You did not stop.
Listen.
It.
You know that's all they
you're
use.
You're a liar.
That's all they
use.
The carefree curl juice in their hair. What?
Terrible.
Oh my goodness. You have no friends in America.
Whatever. Hey yo, man, it's 9:40, man. You tune in with the social
it's
life. We're gonna take a break, come right back.
In the Bahrain.
All right.
You pronounce that
in
right.
The Bahrain.
Right. You pass that for Stacey. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Wrist moving, cooking to it. I'm in the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen. Jams everywhere. Damn. Just made a juice. I got fans everywhere. Fans. You the realest. Breathing if I hold my breath. Damn. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo. Extendo roll. Where your girl leave me, she need a half a loan. Have we killers going on the triple thumb. See, I done had more bones than Pakistan.
Radio, it's your boy Save James. They are Madam CeeLo Boston and the very hot Chalk.
Yeah.
We still in this B.I. is niche. And we got about 14 minutes left in the show right now. And, you know, we're going to switch lanes for a second. You know, we was talking a little bit of this, a little bit of that, trying to give you some world news, some local news, some national news and everything. But, you know, we haven't heard the theme music in a while.
Ow.
So, yeah, there you go. Warm it up.
All right.
Warm it up. Yeah, double click it. Double click that mouse.
The cape in the wind.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there you go.
Let me get my glass, boy. Don't you start
there you
me.
Go.
Brown
shoe.
A feed of 20 unusual facts that sound made up. Okay.
Huh.
Let's see if we can get to number one. All right. The first number 20. More than half of all people will get an STD in their life.
I don't think that's made up. I believe that wholeheartedly.
You sound believable? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Number 19. This one's going to bug me out. The average person has one boob, one testicle, one ovary, and half a penis.
Oh, my gosh. Half a penis?
Okay, let me tell you why I even have to think about this. Because now, I mean, we're going into science. I mean, we all start out as females anyway, and then, it, you know, progresses from there.
Right.
So, you know, like, okay, it depends on what late life stage we're talking about here. You know what I mean?
Half a penis.
I need details.
Can't argue with science. Okay.
You know?
Number 18. Napoleon was actually 5'6" tall, no shorter than the average Frenchman of his time. So does he really have a short man complex?
I believe he was 5'6". I'll go for that.
Does he really have a short man complex? Number 7.
He had a short man's complex, though.
Yeah, he does. I mean, obviously, there's no reason for that phrase to get coined if he didn't. Number 17, the first Native American pilgrims encountered in the New World already spoke English.
Hold on.
I can believe that.
One more time.
The first Native Americans that pilgrims encountered in the New World, quote-unquote New World, already spoke English. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Not as a, hold on, look, I don't think as a first language, no, but as a secondary, I can believe
no,
that.
No, absolutely.
Because Columbus, the pilgrims, they weren't the first people to come over. I mean, keep in mind,
man,
all this stuff was connected at one point in life.
Columbus got lost. That's all. He got lost.
He was supposed to be lost somewhere else. Right.
He got lost. He was trying to find India, in the Indian Ocean, India, and got lost.
Right. And like the way the current is there, probably even back then, it's impossible. That's why you have to travel the other way around.
There's different current. That's what I'm saying. He got caught in the current that brings the hurricanes from the west coast of Africa over here to America. He got caught in that current. He got lost. Come on. Number 16, humans are the only primates whose tooth size decreases as their brain size increases.
No.
I don't quite understand
that. I don't believe it.
Say that again.
They're saying like their teeth get smaller.
Humans are the
teeth get smaller while their brains get,
Their brains get larger. Tooth size decreases as the brain size increases.
No, I don't believe that.
Well,
number 15, the first man to fly and the first man to set foot on the moon were alive at the same time.
No.
You don't believe that?
He might have been born, you know, one of his parents might have been born around that time, but not him.
If you lined up all living people, the cube would loop the Earth 56 times.
Or more, I believe it.
More, okay.
Yeah.
Number 13, during World War I, a monkey was promoted to corporal.
What?
I can believe that.
You made me think, was I supposed to come up with something? What you say?
They're getting ready to put a monkey in office in the Republican Party. So I can definitely agree with that.
If they ain't careful.
I can agree with that.
Number 12, your smartphone's computer is more powerful than the computers used to launch the first space shuttle.
No.
I think so. I can go with that. I can believe that.
They wouldn't have made it up there.
No, listen.
What's being brought to the public is what has already been around for at least 30 years before it even brought to public. What?
When was the first space shuttle launched? Find that out. Versus 2015 technology? I can believe it. I can believe it.
The computer, I mean, because think about how long the computer was around before it even actually got to. A lot of people didn't know anything about a computer until about the 80s, like public. But they were using computers in 1953. You know what I mean? So
I can believe it.
This stuff was already
developed.
Number 11. A lot of money involved,
baby.
Number
11.
Go ahead.
Congress mentions Adolf Hitler 7.7 times a month.
I agree.
On that note, we're gonna come right back and finish this top 10 list and get on out of here for the rest of the to get y'all into the Friday night cipher. We'll be right back, y'all. Sitting on the radio.
Attention, please. This here feels like the whole entire world collapsed. What
drugs and the drugs. Fucking black. The best to do it, we only deal with the facts. Blazing and I'm so amazing on the cracks. And I jump and I skip and I hop and I flip over the ends like gymnastics. Watch the way I come and I'm giving the streets acid. Bastards, they can know I'm the king of the classic. Drastic pleasures, I'm spreading like a rash. Clashes in session, you're about to get your ass kicked. Emperor of every round table of the house. And when I speak, respect me as leader of the councilman. God rap, God persona, God thriller. God body in the flesh, call me Godzilla. Now I know you see we be the most prominent. Dominant against respect my conglomerate.
Tell me how you want it, boys. A line, I see we skipping right in front of you. Check, trust me, you don't really want it, Duke. Open club security, you pull my door for you. Why try, stop it, see we prime time coming through. Shut it down, disrespectful, that's what we love to do. Check the method, how I shred it, that ain't nothing new. Hectic like the tunnel.
I said, wait, stop the party. I don't want to hurt nobody but.
Oh,
yeah.
Remix.
See, now you know who the guard be. Back when in the city, and you know who the squad be. Flip mode, shit looks, see, ain't nothing changed. Now I'm back with the remix, with the queens of the game.
When you see me in the spot, you can better respect it. Y'all already know I'm a rep, ain't no reason to check it. And y'all know that you ain't stuck with me just for the record. So instead, I'ma let Mary J. Blige come and set it.
Now get low, Mary.
Maybe you can guess who it is. Mary J. Blige, I'm about to handle my biz. I'm on my grown woman, so I rep for the kids in every hood, and all my people doing a biz.
Up.
Now you know who's really the queen, delivers the mail. 730,000 first week of my sale. The haters plot and they watch, looking all pale. While I'm on a yacht, overseas, doing my nail.
Get low, Mary.
Well, let me show you how we do. I gotta thank everyone for copping the breakthrough. Bust did take one, the remix is take two. You love the way we reinvent and how we just stay new.
How we selling out the stadiums, arenas, and all. Only Louis and Gucci real shop at the mall. Got your party in it.
I know you starving for this shit, baby, I'm feeling your hunger. I'm so clean, call a nigga Felix Hunger. So what if I said it, baby, I'm still gonna tell ya. I hope your ass bigger than Winona and Thelma. Listen, it's Busta Rhymes, bitch, I ain't never fail ya. Your ass all over like paraphernalia. See, the police gon' jail ya for walking around with the kind of ass that'll kill ya now. Don't worry about it, I got money to bail ya. Shorty stacking like a mule, type of shit that'll scare ya. Headboard bang, bump the side of your head. Watch how your ass spreads, spill all off the side of the bed now. Now what you do to the dread, baby? Your ass really changed what he initially said. Because the nigga dead, but fuck him. Cause now we vibing and talking and shit. I love to hear your ass go when you walking and shit.
Move, girl, like your ass on fire. Like your ass on fire. Move, girl, like your ass on fire. Like your ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire. I let your ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire. Bitch, I like that ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire.
Bust it, baby, yes, baby, yes, baby, yes, baby, yes, baby, yes, baby, yes, baby, yes.
9:57 p.m. out here, man. Team Hyman Radio in tune with the social lab. Don't forget to drop your email. TeamHymanRadio.com to sign up for our social newsletter and all the goodies that come along with it. We got 2 minutes left in the show. I'm going to get to the top 10 of this list of those unusual facts that sound made up. Number 10, 50% of everything you say is expressed in just 100 words. That is...
It's 105 with me. I'm a little long with you.
Shut your ass up. 100 words. Number 9, 2 out of 3 Australians will get skin cancer in their lifetime. Damn. That's something
wow.
Potent out there.
Wow.
Potent. Number 8, Tyler shoots someone in the U.S. once a week. Number 7.
Really, just once a week?
Once a week. The 15 largest ships in the world emit as much air pollution as all the world's 760 million cars. Wow.
Yep.
Number 6. France was still executing people via guillotine when Star Wars came out. Wow. Number 5.
That's scary.
Vending machines kill more people every year than sharks do. Damn.
What?
Until 1995, less than 50% of the U.S. population supported the idea of interracial marriage. Wow.
Oh.
Number three.
That's scary.
Up to 50% of the DNA in our gastrointestinal tract is not identifiable as a form of known life. Ew.
Ew.
Number two, ants outnumber humans 1.5 million to one. Yuck.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
And this
heck
is
yeah.
the Coop de Gracie. The inside of
the
your
Gracie.
Mouth is made of the same type of skin cells that is inside of a vagina. No wonder those things feel so good.
You know
I
what?
Thank you, God, for being so good to us. Thank
you know what?
The good Lord.
Just, I'm done. I can't
ten
even put out a disclaimer.
We will be back on Friday, people. Tune in to Empowerment Radio, the Social Lab. We love y'all. See y'all then.
Bitches, I have no,
we out.
Just no words. No words. Oh,
holla back,
God.
Y'all. Peace to the God and the earth.
Good night. See you Friday. Sheesh. Vaginal.